Mini-episode 262 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.info.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 262. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris. Coming at you here today, we are welcoming back to the program an FDH Lounge dignitary who has been with us on and off through the inception of the program way back in 2007. He is a member of the 21st Century Media Alliance, more to the point, his entity, DOU Productions, is. So we work under the same creative umbrella, if you will, in association with a lot of the other new media entities in this group. We are spotlighting something here today. We talk about all things on the FDH Lounge. Certainly pop culture is right in there. We talk a bit about a pop culture over time. What we're going to be talking about here today is an analysis of celebrities, current celebrity culture. We are just over 1 year into the inception of the Celebrity Power 100 rankings on this gentleman's site. He has come up with a metric to gauge who is hot at the moment, and basically progressions up and down the chain here, who's gaining spots, who's losing spots, in terms of who we're talking about. Who are the names that are on the lips of Joe Sixpack and Jane Sixpack and any other little Sixpacks running around here? The gentleman that we're bringing on will help elucidate that for us here today as we talk about the current state of celebrity in America. You can reach him on Twitter if you want to tweet at him, at Raymond Smalley, but he works under the professional nom de plume of Platinum Smalls. So we welcome back to the program FDH Lounge dignitary and 21st Century Media Alliance member, Platinum Smalls. How are you doing today, Smalls?
You say I have been with the program since its inception, on and off. This is a real Luke Perry to 90210 thing you and I have working here.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And there is a as there is no longer an impediment to having you on the program that includes boat shoes, a little inside joke there. we are able to do that. A little more freedom of motion in terms of who can appear with us on the program these days now that we are beholden to nobody.
There are exactly two people in America who are laughing at that joke, and I'm glad that we're both of them.
I think that we are. Yeah, it's a rather inside reference. But again, we've been meaning to do this for a period of time. We are now several weeks past the 1 year point for the Celebrity Power 100, but this gives us a chance to do a little bit of an epilogue on this as well here. I'll first say we should start by breaking this thing down here. How you came up with the idea in terms of you're matching up all range of singers, actors, famous for being famous, et cetera, et cetera. How did you come up with the idea, and how has it manifested itself over time?
Well, first, famous for being famous is an excellent description of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
One afternoon, over a year ago, probably about 18 months ago, Time had just released their list of the 100 most celebrities. And I was discussing it with a couple of people, one of them my ex-girlfriend, and we got into a conversation of what exactly makes an influential celebrity, and that became a broader conversation about who makes these lists, because you see these lists time for weekly people. You see these lists everywhere. Anything, and name your modifier. And the conversation we had that night, it was a very long conversation, and by the end of the conversation, the consensus between everyone I had talked to, ex-girlfriend and otherwise, was these lists are all made by people sitting in a room. Doesn't matter if they're famous people, doesn't matter if we know the people or not, these are all people sitting in a room. These are all subjective lists. And the conversation I had that night was, we have all these metrics out there. This isn't 1950. I metaphorically worked with 11 celebrity herbs and spices, if you will, and looked at Billboard and looked at television ratings and office component. What about a tabloid? Does that give too much of an edge to somebody like Lindsay Lohan, at this point, is famous for being a train wreck? I looked at all these metrics and changed things and boiled down things. Finally, one night, came up with April was right and felt reflected of the areas that are touched by celebrity. And what we ultimately decided was that with celebrity news and pop culture so ubiquitous, as I said, e-news can break your phone, we felt like there had to be element. Once we decided that, all right, how do we manage that? How do we control that? And we looked at 20 of the most read influential sites, from TMZ to E to Yahoo to People to Us Weekly, and eventually took three of those and introduced in the tabloid element to it. And since the inception, 59 weeks ago, we have tinkered again with the formula. It is an ever-evolving thing. We have swapped out a couple of award shows, swapped in a couple of award shows. Is the formula finished? The formula is much like fashion, as was said in The Social Network. Maybe it's never finished. But if you look up and down the Power 100, based on we're coming off movie award season, we're coming off, obviously, music award season, we're going to the summer where the blockbusters are. If you look up and down this list, with the exception of a couple, you would be hard-pressed to say, no, I don't see that person in the most 100 powerful celebrities right now, most notable, most talked about celebrities. You would be hard pressed to look up and down this list and not see someone that definitely, okay, they're where I thought they would be. Wow, I would think that person would be higher. It's an interesting conversation. And 59 weeks old, and as I said, the formula is an ever-evolving thing, and yet it is one of the most, there's nothing else like it, and it's one of the most interesting things that I think is out there to judge celebrities today. I apologize, Rick, I did not mean to, you know, I know you're a big fan of Rand Paul, but I did not mean to be Rand Paul filibustering guns there.
Well, the less questions I have to ask about some of these vapid celebrities, maybe the better it works out. But let me ask
Rick,
you this.
Rick, how can you say you don't want to ask questions of vapid celebrities every day? You ask questions of me every day, and I'm quite vapid. I think you've stopped
yeah.
that.
Yeah, point well taken. Well, let me ask you this in terms of what this says about celebrity. I'm looking at your thing here, your most recent ones. Of course, these can all be found at generationcheddar.blogspot.com. That's where you want to go, not just for the present rankings, but the entire archive going back over the 59 weeks, the first year of this thing, and then again, my rudimentary grasp of math tells me the 7 weeks since we passed that first year. I'm looking at this this week's one here, up 12 spots, two people, Eric Church and Miranda Lambert. Now, Miranda Lambert, in the last week, to my knowledge, did not sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, did not perform in a sold-out Madison Square Garden or anything like that. Miranda Lambert was splashed on the tabloids for the allegation that her husband was spreading his seed on the side. So what does that tell us exactly, that something like that happens, something that is very deleterious to her personally, one would think, and she goes up 12 spots on your rankings? Thoughts?
Miranda Lambert went up 12 spots on the rankings because Sunday night she won three ACMs, including female vocalist and song. Two ACMs, one of which was a collaboration with Jason Aldean.
Oh, see, that's what I get for not watching country music awards shows. Thank you for correcting me. Okay. All right, so it's a combination of winning an award, and you got to think the tabloids also are playing a part in this.
Oh, yeah. And look, I it's a first point, and I actually, now when we see the my latest web video, discussing the Kardashians, and to your point about, look, I'm not going to deny that Keeping Up with the Kardashians / Kourtney and Kim Take Miami / Scott and Kourtney Go Shopping for an arugula salad on a Tuesday, I think that's the new spin-off. Look, I'm not going to deny that they do not garner some point. The vast majority of Kim Kardashian is currently ranked 17th. The vast majority, the overwhelming majority of those points came from her being mentioned as part of the tabloid element and appearing. I'm not going to deny that. However, the legitimacy of celebrity can be discussed, and where I think ultimately the system is fair is, yeah, Kim Kardashian, 17th, and you look ahead of Chris Brown and Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean and Sofia Vergara and Ty Burrell and Josh Hutcherson. I just named people I know you're all big fans of, Rick. But if you...
Absolutely immense. I know you were talking about the Kardashians. As you and I discussed off air, this whole Ray J thing, I hit that first. Methinks there's a kid that went to middle school, Kim Kardashian, is saying, hey, not so fast, buddy.
And as I said to you off air, yeah, again, Khloe confessed in a book that she had lost hers at 14.
That's a slow mover in the Kardashian family.
Seriously, I think for all five girls, and I cite Kylie's as the current youngest one, I think you have to, I mean, she's only 16 now, and I would bet that it's gone.
Yeah, probably.
The point I was making is that, you know, again, Kim Kardashian ahead of some pretty notable names there, but if you look at people that have had major success, like a Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook and won, you know, several awards, including the Academy Award for Best Lead Actress, she's fourth. Adele had a number one album, she is third. Rihanna, you talk about the perfect combination of success and accomplishments and the tabloid album because of the relationship with Chris Brown, she's one. Taylor's two. I think there's a place for you, where I think the formula works and where I think the rankings work, there unfortunately is. And we can have this conversation. I think it's a very interesting conversation. You don't, I understand that. But I think it's a very interesting conversation about where the Kardashians belong in our society. And rightly or wrongly, there is a place for them in our society. And there is a place for them, thus, in the Power 100. However, if you look at the 100 listings, there are two of them. Kim's in the top 20. Khloe's consistently below 90 if she's in. The rest of them are not in. And I believe the next highest Kardashian, you'd have to go find Kourtney, and she's in the 140s somewhere.
Okay.
There's a place for them. But at the end of the day, those who can do good things, multiple things, award-winning things, again, Jennifer Lawrence, Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift, again, cuts country, pop. She won a Grammy this year for Best Short Form Video with Civil Wars. She'll obviously be favored heavily at the Teen Choice Awards, where she could finally be the third person ever to hold number one. She could take it from Rihanna. Maroon 5, you look at what Adam Levine has done, not only with the album success that they've had this year, but also as host of, I know, Rick, one of your favorite shows, The Voice. You know what I love most about this segment I'm finding as we go along is, I don't know that there's a pop culture joke I can't make about you.
Probably not. Yeah. With my aversion to a lot of these celebrities here. By the way, speaking of Adam Levine, you have Maroon 5 listed as a unit and not their poof lead singer. Thoughts on that?
That is one of those elements that again, when we were having the initial meetings to maybe put this thing together, it was one of those things that we honestly could have gone either way on. Ultimately, we decided that if Adam Levine ever goes off and does a solo project or you know, and much like Travis McCoy did with Jim Class Heroes, all right, they are the band, and the band basically ceases to exist without them. However, go back through the history of bands, and with few exceptions, can you name the bass player? Can you name the drummer? Can you name the touring keyboardist? Rick, I know you can personally name every member of Rush.
Yes.
But most people can't do that. And yes,
well, Rush is a three-piece. I don't think it's that hard, but I get your general point.
I think they had a tour. I think they had a fourth touring member. I do.
They toured with extra musicians, and of course, Amy Mann with them back as backing vocals. So yeah, they've had extras from here and there. But I mean, I get your point overall on that as far as the composition of that. We're talking music too. I see that Seth Green is number one among television actors. Is he getting any bonus points for his doppelganger being at the top of the charts with Thrift Shop?
Wow.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
Let me tell you, buddy, that's not a hopscotch from one square to the next. That's a hopscotch from Delaware to Jersey.
First thought that came to mind when I saw him up there. It's awfully coincidental that he's number one on the television guys at this very moment. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, the very interesting thing about it is Seth Green's an interesting point because there is someone who is involved again. And if you look down this list, there are a lot of people on this list involved in multiple projects. And Seth Green, you think, okay, maybe a guy out of the public spotlight, obviously a voice on Family Guy, but also if you look at cable consistently on when it airs, the number one and two positions on Friday night cable ratings are held by Robot Chicken.
Right.
Seth Green's a very successful show.
Right.
I think the lesson of the Power 100, and again, as I said, there's a rightly or wrongly, there's a place for the Kardashians, there's a place for, look, I am not a fan of, you talk about the Kardashians that you're not a fan of, I am not a fan of Pawn Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you look in the late 70s in this list, there are the four guys from Pawn Stars.
Yeah,
and,
true.
You know, again, not necessarily my choice beverage, but there absolutely is a place for Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina. If I named everyone in the SEC, Rick?
I think he did. In other words, the new territory that Wynn Duffy Unjustified is responsible for administering. But Wynn Duffy, hopefully, or the guy who plays him, Jerry Burns, I look forward to hopefully seeing him on the list here at some point. But as we touched on, Rihanna number one on this and ended the first year of the Celebrity Power 100 7 weeks ago at number one after Adele held it for the first 43 weeks. Right now it's Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Adele, Jennifer Lawrence, and Justin Bieber, allegedly representing the male gender, as the top one at number five. But so that's how they're sitting right now, but it's not an overwhelming lead for Rihanna there. And I know that on the timing of when we recorded this, you wanted to hold off because Taylor Swift, you said, was going to have a chance to make a big move Sunday night with the aforementioned Country and Music Awards, and she did not.
No, Taylor Swift, unfortunately. First of all, I will say, for anybody that's listening to this or anybody that will listen to this, YouTube, the performance that Taylor Swift was a part of, the brand new track is her and Tim McGraw with Keith Urban, by the way, not even doing vocals. He just does guitar. It's called The Highway Don't Care. Taylor Swift sings the hook on it. The performance the other night set the building on fire. It was incredible. But to your point, no, Taylor Swift going in with six nominations, had she had even a, I mean, you were looking basically at about a 500-point deficit for her going in. If she has even a good night, doesn't have to have a great night, and we're talking Entertainer of the Year, which is fan voted, and obviously she has a tremendous following, Female Vocal Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Red has been very successful. She has a good night. She takes number one. Unfortunately, 0 for 6. It was really like a night for you dating.
I have had nights like that in Athens. There's always 2 a.m. at the end of the bar down in Athens, but that's another story for another day. But as we look at this here, speaking of which, by the way, I like to think that I'm very good at delivering career advice to people. And I just have this little gem when it comes to Taylor Swift. I'm going to go way out on a limb here. If she wants to be even more successful with her next album, my guess is she should do some song bitching about a dude that did her wrong. I'll bet she could hit it really big with that, Smalls. You heard it here first.
You know, Rick, I don't know if you actually know this, but contractually, Taylor Swift actually must date 12 guys a year or she cannot release a new album. You see what I did there? I took your joke and I made it better.
All I can say to that is ole, 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 ole. So, yeah, so Taylor Swift sitting number two here on the list. The remainder of the top ten overall at this moment in time, Maroon 5, Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, Kristen Stewart, and Kanye West, who it'd be funny if Ray J ends up jumping him on the chart in any time soon here. We'll be looking for that. But any thoughts about, again, the first year of this thing, how it manifested itself, what you're looking forward to moving forward in year two tracking this?
Well, I mean, I get most excited for any time around awards, and you know, I was always, you know, and I said this on the video that I did last night, my brother would, I will use the sanitized version for your show, my brother would say, you know, that I am a star F, star, 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 star R. You know, but I've always been a fan of pop culture. I've always been a fan of, you know, having metrics for this. And, Rick, I mean, you obviously understand. You're a fantasy guy. Ultimately, it is about value. And ultimately, it is about stacking one person against another person and saying, you know what, no, I like Pablo Sandoval versus Starline Cruz. And, you know, I get most excited around awards because those are what's going to shake up the snow globe. But at the same time, coming, you know, having been a journalism major, coming from a journalism background, I love me a big story. And I love me saturation coverage of a big story. And you have to look at something like during the summer when Kristen Stewart and Rob Pattinson were on tabloid 3 weeks running during the cheating scandal and how it vaulted them up the charts and Kristen was scoring, I think, 230, 250 points a week. And a lot of that went, look, now Snow White and the Huntsman was out at that time, but a lot of that was largely driven by the tabloid element, you know. And coming from a journalism background, I love me a big story. I love the angles of a big story. I love what are they thinking and who's going to get the first interview and how does this affect people and how does this affect people's lives. I mean, we never think of celebrity. I know especially you don't think of celebrity in terms of it affects real people. It does affect real people. People idolize these people. And people watch their favorite TV shows and listen to their favorite music and, you know, stop being fans of somebody because of who they're dating or who they, you know, or become fans of someone because of who they're dating. And I think that what the Power 100 ultimately gives us is not only the pulse of pop culture, but I think it gives us a very broad cross-section of the entertainment industry. And if you look down this list, there's a lot of, you know, I would love to see more scripted television stars in the Power 100. Other than that, there's a lot of balance between male and female celebrities, between television, film, music, and radio, there's a lot of balance. And it's one of the things I'm most proud of is that we really are, as much as you can be in this day and age, we really are all things to all people. With the exception of people like you and, well, frankly, anything that you want us to be a part of, I don't know that I'm that interested in. I think I would be quite frightened by that.
You pretty much summed up how I feel about a lot of celebrities and this whole cult of celebrity. But obviously, I recognize that there's a lot of people that follow this thing. You are performing a tremendous public service, Smalls, for all those folks who are living through their favorite test celebrities and have given up the hope of living their own lives.
And you know what? When you said I am performing a tremendous service, I got to tell you, Rick, I was very impressed. I was very impressed right there how you kept the vomit completely in your mouth and didn't let it fall into your lap. I mean, that is some A-plus work there, buddy.
I am a trained professional, if nothing else. But again, the Power 100, the Celebrity Power 100 can be followed at generationchatter.blogspot.com, which is the province of DOU Productions. You can also keep up with these things here on Twitter, at Raven Smalley. Go check everything out there. So, Smalls, it's been an interesting experience breaking this down here with you. And I know you and I have got some other chats coming up in the near future, doing some other analysis here on the program as well. I look forward to those. Thank you very much for breaking down the Celebrity Power 100 with us today.
Thank you very much. And in the words of your favorite artist, Taylor Swift, I can't live without you, baby.
All right, my friend. We will catch you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the great Platinum Smalls who was joining us here today on the program to break down the Celebrity Power 100, year one of it, and the state of celebrity and pop culture in America. We'll be doing this again here sometime soon with him. We thank you for joining us here today.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.